When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Come on, get your hands up. Yo.
What? Too early, guys. That's the point, TJ.
If it's too early, you're too old.
Have you ever gotten an ad for something that you're like, wow, this seems really
Wait,
great,
I'm dropping the beat.
But you're offended.
Wait, I gotta drop the beat.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, I'm done dropping the beat.
I got an ad for an early night clubbing experience for people who are over 30. And I felt really offended, but also thankful because I was like, wait, this actually sounds really fun. Even though I'm not 30 yet, I appreciate the
Why does
the
everything
sentiment.
Have to start so late?
That's this whole point. It's from 5 to 9 p.m.
Oh, you're in bed by 10?
Right.
Enjoying the fun of a nightclub during the daytime. Experience DJs, dancers, disco balls, and confetti showers. Dance to the biggest 80s, 90s, and OO's tunes all day long. All day long.
OO tunes.
OO.
Hope, back in the 1900s, I worked in a club downtown. It was a Western theme, country theme club.
Wasn't it across the street from the studio?
Well, there was one there. This was Daisy Dukes. It was up in the East End District. You know, they had the mechanical bowl and the girls dancing on the bar.
Right.
And I would get there at 9. I worked like 9 to 2 as the DJ. Ooh. But it was all country music. So 9 o'clock, I roll in, nobody in the bar. 10 o'clock, nobody in the bar. 11 o'clock is when people started showing up. And it would be super busy from like 11 till 2. And at 2, you literally had to shove people out the door. Go home!
Yeah. Why weren't you here earlier?
Right. Like, I sat here for 3 hours, did nothing.
Right.
What are you people? I don't get why everything starts so late, but that is the way of the world with the young people.
I've had younger people move into my retirement community, and I'm coming home like from my activities at like 9 o'clock. And they're all dressed up and like just going out to leave. I had a late night the other night. It was like 10:30, 11. And they were just going out to leave. I was like, what world do we live in?
We are so old complaining about people going out too late. I will say this. I went to see Cole Swindell at Niagara Falls. It was February, like 2 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
No opening act. He went on stage. He went on stage at like 7:30. We were at home from Niagara Falls by 11.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. What are we doing? Like, why are we still doing this?
Why do we need 3 opening acts? We're just there to see the headliner.
And why can't the opening act start at like 3 o'clock?
Right. Going to bed early doesn't make you necessarily old. It should be more in a coffee club, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
Right.
I mean, to bed early.
We were talking about clubbing and how like it should start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I don't think that's because we're too old to enjoy things late. Especially if you have kids. I think it's because we're expected to be up so darn early Saturday and Sunday mornings.
I think you're onto something there. So TJ or Hope had stumbled across this party that's going on.
I got a sponsored targeted ad that I felt a little bit offended and thankful by for a clubbing event targeted for people over 30. That's from 5 to 9. So that you can enjoy, you know, all the fun of a nightclub during the day, a day club.
Which got me thinking, well, yeah, that way you could go out and at least enjoy something because you got to have your kids so up so early for like events. If you have a kid who runs track, plays softball, plays soccer, plays flag football, you know, I don't know why, but those coaches will tell those kids, I'll see you at 7:30 in the morning. I'll see you at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Be ready. Be here on the field, ready to go at 8 a.m., which means you got to be up at 6 to get them there.
Right. My nephew played hockey, and their rink time was ridiculous. Like, he had to be at a rink. I'm not kidding. I think at like 5 a.m. some days.
Probably.
To be there at 5 a.m. Which means,
Which means they can't drive themselves there.
3:30, 4 o'clock, mom and dad's getting up to take little Junior to the ice rink.
So the last thing mom and dad can think about is going to a club. Are you kidding? And it's every, for flag football too. I mean, it felt like the grass was still wet from the dew of the morning. I was like, why wouldn't you just schedule this just a little bit later?
Because they all have their own lives, the coaches who are volunteering time. And they're like, I want to spend my Saturday doing literally anything else, but I'm here with your kids coaching them football this morning. So if we're going to do it.
So there's that logic.
Yeah.
I get that.
You know, it's interesting to me that you said the word day club. So there's nightclub. Then you said, oh, you could go to the day club. Like, why couldn't you shift all of that back? Think about St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This city, starting at 9 o'clock, the bars open,
yeah.
10 o'clock, something like that, and people are having a good time. Everybody's downtown. Everybody's partying their butt off till about 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Then they all go home.
Pass out.
What's wrong with those hours? Why can't we do that on Saturday instead of Saturday night?
Every day to be St. Patrick's Day is what I'm hearing.
I don't think it's too much to ask.
Man, we are curmudgeons.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now.
It's training camp day.
I'm sure they're listening right now. Is there any message you have for Josh?
Josh.
They got a sound in the dorms over there at St. John Fisher.
I love that you all look like boys on your way to summer camp or to like an overnight sleepover. They post pictures on the Buffalo Bills official page. On Facebook, and it just kind of shows all the players getting out of their personal vehicles, heading to training camp, to their dorm rooms. And it's, I don't know what I expect, but the fact that they're carrying just like an old blanket and some pillows, and Josh has got not one, but two board games of Catan. Now, I don't know how to play Catan, but it's funny that he's like, I brought the board games. And it's, I don't know, it's just endearing to know that they're... Just, I don't know. So
I wonder if they have
earth.
Rules. Like, do they go out when they're in town?
They go like to a grocery store. You might see them in Target.
But
or
you
something.
Won't see them at like that distillery that's out there in Fairport.
No,
it's
training camp time.
What does that mean?
Hunker down.
I was so upset last year. I like talked myself out of going to Target. I was like, I don't need anything. And the time I was going to go, there were like three Bills camps that the next day. They were like, so-and-so spotted at the Penfield Target around 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
It's like, ah! As if I would know who they are. Like, if they're not in their jerseys, I'm probably going to be like, oh, look at those tall guys.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, DeMar's in town. Josh, they're getting ready to hit the field. They got to be on the field by 9:45 this morning. Not that I know everybody's schedule, but, you know, whatever. Not that I got tickets.
You don't have tickets.
Maybe I can get a drone and, like, hover it overhead so I can enjoy the camp that I didn't win the lottery of tickets.
You think they wake up like it's, like, the first day of school and they're like, like Josh is like
all excited.
Guys,
puts on his new sneakers.
Oh, we lost a legend. Not a country legend, but a legend nonetheless. And we will get to that. But first, we got some country music news for you. Riley Green was on stage. He was out at the York State Fair in Pennsylvania. Not to be confused with the New York State Fair.
Right.
This was Sunday night. He brought a fan up to sing Ella Langley's part on his new song. He has a brand new single that's called Don't Mind If I Do. And yes. Ella was not there, but he needed somebody to sing it. So he grabbed a girl out of the audience. I don't know if this was pre-planned or not, but this is kind of how it went.
So I don't mind if you do.
Okay. See, that's one of those things where, boy, you are taking a big roll of the dice.
It was totally
that had to have been pre-planned.
Yeah, like if he pulled me up there, I'd be like, nah. She knows all the words. She knows how to harmonize.
So there is somebody in town. I don't remember her name. Lady Antebellum was at CMAC, and there was a music teacher that got pulled up on stage and sang with them.
And it was all just like by chance.
If you're out there listening or you know the story, let us know. 252-9233. If I were a musician, I'd at least want to know if they could pull it off.
Right.
Like Keith Urban does that every show. Somebody ends up on stage either playing his guitar.
Right.
Like, is this all set up ahead of time? I don't know how they do that. But More power to them. Okay, a new survey revealed which of the 50 most populated cities in America is the most favored. Now, it is country music news time, so, you know, it's pretty obvious where we're going with this. But Nashville turned out at the top of the list. Nashville, Tennessee, followed by a three-way tie between San Diego, Colorado Springs, and Virginia Beach.
Hmm.
Nashville has so much to do.
Yeah.
Like, as a tourist, the weather is... I mean, it's mild most of the year. It's really hot during the summertime. But have you been to Nashville? Yeah, you went. You went for the awards season.
Yes, and it seems like Nashville's the place that like everyone's going to for bachelorettes, for a vacation. Like, I feel like every time I talk, someone's like, "Oh, where are you going? I'm going to Nashville. One of our coworkers is there right now."
Yes. Used to be Vegas.
Yeah,
now it's Nashville.
Vegas, Atlantic City for a hot minute.
Yeah,
now it feels like it is. Yeah, but they just need casinos.
Oh, put a casino or two in Nashville. Down in Nashville.
Man, they're building that new stadium.
Yes.
There's going to be so much to do in Nashville. I mentioned earlier that we lost a legend and we absolutely lost it. Oh, that's the wrong clip. Hold on. I got some music from, did I erase it? Here we go.
And I don't care about the sunshine, yeah, 'cause mama.
That's Carrie Underwood. That singing girl could sing anything and make it sound absolutely magical. That was from a performance she did on the Howard Stern Show a while back. So Ozzy Osbourne was 76 years old. He was on stage 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
And I think he had Parkinson's.
He did.
He was in an accident a couple years back on a four-wheeler, so he couldn't really walk all that well anymore. But man, that he sounded... Not 100%, but he sounded 90% at that show a couple weeks back. So there's rumors that he took his own life.
Well,
medically. Like a medical, like in Sweden, you can say, I'm done. I think it's Sweden. You check out with the help of medicine, modern medicine. So we don't know if that's true or not. There was some stuff that Sharon was saying before he passed away that kind of hinted that that's kind of how things were going to go.
That was their plan.
But, I mean, that guy eclipsed rock and roll. I was shocked yesterday not at the outpouring, because I think a lot of people had a lot of love for him. But like Elton John, he was like really good friends with Elton John, which I would never put those two in the same camp, you know, as far as being buddies and hanging out off stage.
Is he one that was arrested in Rochester?
No, that was David Bowie.
I know, but I feel like we arrest...
Anybody who's in Rochester.
He was here. He did House of Guitars
with Motley Crue. So, and I guess we didn't arrest him. That'd be fun if we had like a mugshot
of Ozzy.
He
did Alamo. He got arrested at the Alamo.
Yeah.
We'll just let him R.I.P. R.I.P. Ozzy.